Zot to Zera Shimshin. The Zera Shimshin brings a Muradika Braisa. Muradika Chazal, actually. The Chazal say that the Banish Moshe Rabbeinu felt bad because he wasn't involved in the Malachas HaMishkan. He didn't do anything to help bring money for the Mishkan. So Moshe Rabbeinu felt bad. He had no involvement in it. Zot Chazal, at the Eishah, told Moshe Rabbeinu, your words are more chaviv to me than even the Malacha that Klai Yisrael does in the Mishkan. And the male, that's what the pasuk means. Vayikra al Moshe, the first conversation, the first step of the usage of the Mishkan is this expression. And the pasuk says, Vayikra al Moshe, the Eibishter said words to Moshe Rabbeinu, and that was the main, so to speak, the main tachlis of the Mishkan. And that's what the Rebbeinu Shlom was trying to teach Moshe, that even though you weren't involved in the Malachas HaMishkan, so to speak, but Akapanim, the main thing is the words that you're going to say. So the Zera Shimshin says, I'm going to add a little bit to what he says. Sometimes a person can think that it's the people that do the physical actions. He brings a chazal. Chazal say, Godel hama'ase yaisim in ha'aisa. When a person calls up somebody else to collect money for tzedakah, he gets a bigger schus than the person that actually gives the tzedakah. What's the pshat? What's the yisayit? Because when you do something, you feel good about it. So Mela, UBSC is smiling. Mela, a guy gives money. He feels geschmack. He gave money. He had a shaykhus to it. But when you get somebody else to give money, so that guy gets the geschmack. You don't get the geschmack. But a person has to realize that to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, there's no difference between a physical action or words. Or start, you know, calling somebody up to convince him. Or let's say nowadays, my shver told me he was walking around. He walked into the store, and everyone's walking around mamish with terror, pachad mavis in their eyes. People have they're walking around with gloves, with nothing wrong with wearing gloves. But like about him, it's the attitude. A guy walking around mamish, they look around like mamish, like the world's coming to an end. And he was like, "Rabbi, wake up and smell the coffee. It's a simple time. But you don't have to walk around with pachad." Rabbi, it's up to us to be the maaseh. It's up to us to demonstrate positivity and to help other people realize that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is in control and he didn't drop the ball and he's controlling the world. Zok to Zera Shimshin, that is more important than the people that are physically helping or the people that are giving money and the people that are making the arrangements. If you could do a dibur, if you could help promote people, be the ma'asa, help people to have an attitude and realize that the world is not coming to an end. If anything, the world is coming to the beginning, Baz Hashem. And we have a Maridik as Yeshua in the Baruch Shalom. And we have to realize it's our opportunity to portray positivity, to show the best in this matziv, but in every matziv. And if we could tackle the Mikayim, that it's the Dibur, so to speak, that counts. It's the Dibur with Moshe. Did Moshe Rabbeinu, was he involved in the Mishkan? No! But he did the Dibur. He put the thought and the feeling into the Mishkan. He gave the Geshmak and the Chiyus. That's what we can do, Rabbi Yisai. And Amela, we could be the Ma'asa, we should talk to be Zoyche, to help uplift Klai Yisrael and help Klai Yisrael realize that you don't have to be scared, and you don't have to be sad, and you don't have to be depressed. And when you're besimcha, the Rebbeinu Shalom sends Yeshuas, we should talk to be Zoyche to uplift Klai Yisrael. And in the Schus, that we emanate, that we give off positivity, and we shine in Klai Yisrael, the Rebbeinu Shalom Shetaka shine His face on us, and send us Yeshuas, Refuas, Nechamas, with the Gula Shleima, from Heir of Yameinu, Amen.